That's 38 Special and Hold On Loosely on 105.7 KPMX. I'm Chris Bullbrom. Joining me in the studios right now is Miranda Miller from Centennial Mental Health Center. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing well.
Oh, man. It's fall outside all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's what, like 40-some degrees?
Yeah.
So it's actually here.
It's, as the pillow on the couch says, it's fall, y'all.
No doubt. No doubt. And I know that, you know, Halloween's coming up. Also, daylight savings time is coming up as well.
This weekend, we fall back an hour.
Yeah.
So what does that mean for, I mean, we talk about like seasonal impacts on depression and emotion and things like that. But the time change can have an effect not just on your mental health, but on your physical health as well, because it's hard to adjust sometimes.
It's hard to adjust. And we know that people really are such creatures of habit. And so suddenly when you go home at night from work and it's dark,
Oh, yeah. So
the things that you normally can, you know, could do, you can't do outside as easily or whatever it is. Also, the shorter days, just in general, you're getting less vitamin D. And that really does regulate our sleep. And so keeping in mind that if we're seeing a, you know, decrease in sunlight, that does have such an effect. And, you know, it takes about a week or so to adjust to the time change. Anything longer than that, or as you're trying to kind of look at some of your behaviors, you're like, oh, I'm not sleeping well, my appetite isn't great, you know, I'm just feeling really down. It's like, oh, there may be something a little bit more going on.
It may not just be the time change at that point.
Well, so when I was doing a little bit of research on this, you know, that was one of the things I discovered is it's really not just about the time change. It is about the whole sunlight piece. It is about the warmer weather. If you really look at, and there's been some research done on the rates of suicide in some of the states, and they're all around us. We're one of them.
Really?
Yes. So they're mountain states.
Okay.
They've either got, you know, mountain / Midwest kind of states, from Wyoming to Utah, from us, you know.
Where the weather's generally getting colder this time of year.
Yes. So anyway, who knows what that research will ever look like. But, you know, when we're talking about that, maybe we're really good at exercising during the summer because it's, you know, light out. Maybe our sleep habits are better because we are way more worn out. You know, we've been out doing things, you know, those kind of things. So just keeping in mind that it can really affect people. There can be even seasonal affective disorder can settle in for people. And that starts in the fall, ends about the spring. And that's really, we do see an uptick in services at Centennial starting in about October. People are starting to be impacted by this. So it really is a real thing.
The weather's cooler. You're stuck inside. The days are kind of like today, dreary, cloudy. It doesn't have that same sort of sunny disposition to kind of help boost your energy levels and things like that. And I know we've talked about this in the past. We're getting into the holiday season, and that can bring with it its own challenges.
That's what, and I know usually about this time of year, and I'll talk about next time here too, is the holidays. It, for some people, is such a wonderful, magical time, and for some people, it really isn't. For various reasons. Maybe they've experienced some grief around that time. Maybe there's some conflict, some extra stress that happens. All of those things play a factor. But I definitely feel like the whole sunlight thing is a big deal. When you think about it, too, when people are talking about kind of this fallish time of, we don't get to hibernate like some animals.
Right. As much as I'd love don't get to.
It would be nice. It would be great.
I eat like an animal that's hibernating.
Okay,
but,
so that's what I was reading about too, is the way that we eat. Also, lack of sunlight really does offer an experience of a decrease in a hormone in our brain called serotonin.
Right.
And that's that feel-good chemical. And dang it, y'all, we like that.
We do. That's, you know,
it's a natural boost.
That's the chemical you get when you go out and exercise and do those things. That's why you feel pretty good. You get the endorphins and you get the serotonin. And next thing you know, you know, life's pretty good. And when you can't get out and do those things, not as good.
Doesn't look quite the same. I think the other thing that I thought was really interesting as I was researching some of this is some of the researchers are like, hey, it's not always a bad thing. Because this offers an opportunity, because there is less daylight time, for us to reset our sleep routine.
Okay.
So I'm offering that on a positive end of this.
I like the spin.
I was thinking, okay, this is a really negative thing to go talk about today. Be like, guess what?
Thanks a lot, Downer Dan.
Yeah, buckle up, y'all. Time change is coming. But then I was like, that's a really good insight that maybe it's a time for us to be like, okay, I do know they say women need more sleep than men, believe it or not. And I think that's a really true piece to
this.
I
do believe it.
I do as well. I've noticed that in my work as well, that I feel like, yeah, sometimes more than 8 hours of sleep is really necessary for a lot of women. So maybe it's time to reset and make sure that you're getting that sleep. Or what are you spending time on? You know, watching what you're spending, you know, on devices, things like that, really letting your body naturally have some better rhythm to it when it comes to sleep.
I like the idea of kind of treating it as a reset period, both as a sleep cycle sort of reset, but maybe just a life reset in general. Yeah. Kind of, you mentioned it, we're creatures of habit, and so we kind of get stuck in a routine. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this is a good opportunity. Sometimes routine is not always a good thing. Sometimes you kind of get stuck in a rut.
Well, and we really push ourselves. We really are a society that thinks about rest typically as being lazy.
That is true.
And rest is really needed for our bodies, mentally, physically, emotionally, all of those things. So I thought that was a really interesting insight to it. I do think if you're feeling really down and it's lasting and you're irritable and things are just really compounded because of this time of year, you know, a few weeks, no more than a month. And I'd really encourage people to reach out for some support from their primary care, from a mental health provider, just to, you know, nobody needs to be in that low funk for that long. You can have some winter blues. That's really what they call those. Okay, that happens. But, you know, seasonal affective disorder really is pretty common for a lot of people that maybe have some depression, some anxiety, some bipolar disorder. So again, they're a little bit at a higher risk for it. Does not mean that they will necessarily have it happen, but it could.
They're more susceptible.
They are more susceptible. So we have to be more aware of that. So if that's something that you have as a challenge in your life, or something that you have found treatment for, and you're like, boy, though, October, November, I started to see myself slide a little bit, great opportunity to talk to your provider and say, hey, you know, this does happen at this time of year. I know that for a lot of people too, it's really sometimes not something you've experienced before, but as you and I are talking, as we age, suddenly things change.
Yes. So, and you experience things that you've never experienced
before. That you didn't even know what they were.
Exactly. But I think, A, that's a good point that we need to be aware of ourselves and how we feel, but vice versa. Kind of keep an eye on those around you. You know your loved ones, yes, you know your coworkers, you know your friends, you know when things aren't right.
Yeah, I've even seen people get light boxes before, because what they say is if you can get light right away in the morning, and sometimes it's still so dark. And, you know, so some states like Alaska, for instance, lots of people have those kind of devices. And so I would encourage people, there's a way to even get outside. They say the fresh air hitting you, that kind of a thing can help as well. So just, you know, knowing that it may look different than it does during the summer. And I think we all appreciate the faster pace of that and the, you know, increased energy that comes with that at some level. There's ways to mimic some of that so that you don't experience such a low.
Very good advice. And like you said, ultimately, we all kind of goes through the ups and the downs and the highs and the lows. But if it seems to be extended and just doesn't seem to be getting any better, that's when it's time to maybe reach out and say, hey, something's not quite right here.
Yeah, if it's affecting your daily quality of life, your ability to have meaningful relationships, to do the things that you normally do, please do reach out, because nobody deserves to suffer for it, you know, with anything.
And as somebody who has battled that for a long time, that was, for me, that was sort of the driving factor that got me in the door, was the fact that I didn't want to do the things that I enjoyed doing. I no longer derived any pleasure from it. It was like, eh, whatever. And the minute that happened, I was like, okay, something's not quite right here.
Yeah, we used to talk about, you know, are people happy? And happiness is on the other side of success. And really, I lean more into joy. Are you finding joy in the things that you normally do, the people that you normally interact with? you know, those kind of things, I think, is a way better way to put that. The other piece of it too is, I know a couple of years ago, the time change really affected me in a way that I had never seen before as well. And I was like, whoo, this is different. And I had a very conscious, and they say, setting alarm clocks, really being mindful. For me, it's not sitting down after I eat dinner when it's dark outside, because then I fall asleep.
And then you're done.
And I'm done. So, you know, it's really being mindful of the next hour or so. I want to go do X, Y, and Z to keep myself going. Just small things like that.
Just little things to kind of combat it. Again, the time change coming up this weekend. I don't seem to be as impacted by this one. Maybe it's the extra hour of sleep that certainly helps. But again, it's not just the sleep piece of it. It's all the other things that go along with it.
Yeah, they almost call it like a little bit of a jet lag.
Yeah.
But I'm with you too. And what I was reading about, it did talk about the other side of this in the spring can be really difficult for people. Just, you know, rebalancing again. Yes, you're getting more sunlight, but it doesn't necessarily mean that things are easier yet for people.
I always seem to struggle with the spring ones. That jumping ahead an hour is just, my body's like, what? I mean, yeah, the sunlight's nice, but dude, what are we doing?
Why are we doing this?
Whose idea was this? Well, it was Congress's idea. Take it up with them.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
All good information to have. Miranda, if folks want to reach out, want to find out more, or just are looking for some guidance, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, you're welcome to call us at Centennial. It's 522-4392. We have some great therapists that can walk you through things. I was actually talking to somebody the other day, and I forget what a misconception this still is, that people are in therapy for years upon years. Really, we know about 6 to 8 sessions of therapy really has a big impact on people. They may need more.
Sure.
It's very personal, but just knowing that it's not something that typically you're in for a lifetime. For some people, it may happen that way. You know, we say for some, this is what happens. For others, this is what happens. And for you, this may be what happens. So keeping that in mind too, also reaching out to your primary care, because there may be something physical health going on as well. That, you know, you may have inherited, as you and I are talking about.
Yes.
Does happen to all of us.
Always a good idea to check with family members about family history. Just even when it comes to mental health, though, that is also something that can be passed down from generation to generation.
Yes, it can. There can be some genetic predisposition, especially to some mental health conditions. So just, really reaching out, looking for supports like that. Your faith-based community is a great place to go as well. So just know that people are waiting to support individuals, and this can be dealt with for sure.
And on the other side, if you see somebody that you think is struggling, don't be afraid to reach out and say, hey, everything okay? What can I do to help?
Yeah, that's really been, and I know we use it kind of more of our slogan when we work with the agriculture community, but you know, like, check your crops, check your herd, check your neighbors.
Exactly.
And I encourage us all to check our neighbors all the time, because you just don't know. And you're seeing such a small piece of everybody's worlds. You don't always know what people are carrying. So
absolutely. Always good information to have. Miranda, thanks so much for coming. Thanks for bringing a little sunshine to this cloudy day.
Well, we're trying. Thanks.
Miranda Miller from Centennial Mental Health, our guest. Stick around. We've got more coming up.